may be seated.
Counselor.
Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor. I'm Eric Zagrins. I represent the four appellant tax levying subdivisions in this case. I intend to reserve 4 minutes of my time for rebuttal. May it please the Court. The decision of the Board of Tax Appeals in this case opens a loophole that, unless the Court were to close it, threatens to jeopardize the local government fund allocations for all tax levying subdivisions throughout the state. Now, on remand from this Court's prior decision in this case almost 3 years ago, with clear instructions to the BTA got it partially right. It correctly found that the reduction of the appellant's local government and revenue assistant fund allocations for the 2003 distribution year were the product of the settlement of a prior BTA appeal by the City of Lorain, to which the appellants had not been named as parties, and that Revised Code Section 5747.55D precludes that result. But the terms of the settlement were implemented by the adoption of a new alternative method of apportionment that had two parts to it, not just one. And notwithstanding the fact that the BTA correctly applied the provisions of Section 5747.55D to the first part of the new alternative formula, it failed to apply it to the second part and upheld the second part of that new alternative formula that was equally the result of the settlement of the prior case to which the appellants were not parties. That violates the clear provisions of Section 5747.55D and the decisions of this Court in three or four prior decisions, including this case. This was a single, unitary, indivisible settlement of that prior City of Lorain appeal, producing the two parts of the settlement result. One, that applied retrospectively to a $250,000 reduction to the subdivisions in Lorain County other than the county itself. The second, applying prospectively to the 2004, 2005, and 2006 distribution years through the adoption of that new alternative formula that was mandated by the results of the settlement, again, to which the four appellants here were not parties. They are the largest of the municipal subdivisions of Lorain County, interestingly enough, other than the City of Lorain itself, which was the appellant in that earlier appeal.
Does the statute describe a means for settlement of lawsuits as a third kind of a formula?
No, Your Honor, it doesn't. And it's our position in this case that unless 5747.55D applies to any result of an appeal to the BTA that parties are not named as part of, whether that is by order, whether that is by settlement without the adoption of a new alternative method of apportionment, or settlement with the adoption of a new alternative method of apportionment, 5747.55D has to apply to all of those outcomes.
So the result you're seeking is to remand to the Board of Tax Appeals.
With instructions, Your Honor, I believe that
we
this
did
court
that once.
Pardon?
We did that once.
Yes, Your Honor, we did. you did.
Well, I'm only 1/7 here. It takes a
And the court, in those instructions, made it clear what the jurisdiction of the BTA was and what it should consider. Now, I think that the court could remand it to the BTA, but I think the court can also, if it chooses and agrees with our position, enter an order that says that the formula for the 2004, 5, and 6 distribution years is invalid as violative of the statute, and instruct the Lorain County Budget Commission to modify new alternative method of apportionment to restore.
You want a retroactive modification?
Well, yes, Your Honor.
Is that by statute?
Again, Your Honor, the statute doesn't specifically say that, but that would have to be the ineluctable conclusion that would be reached from a violation of the statute, a determination from some reviewing court or the BTA itself that the Budget Commission has violated the provisions of the statute in the adoption or implementation of such a new alternative formula would have to have a retroactive effect.
The difficulty is always that those funds are expended.
Well, that's correct, and that's typically the way it is. There is an allocation towards the end of the prior year for the subsequent distribution year, and that's what has happened here in Lorain County every year since 2003. Now, there's a second part.
Counsel, before you go on,
yes, Justice,
I understand your argument. It flows because there was a settlement agreement. There was a vote to adopt that, and that remained. What if the Budget Commission had revoted and adopted the same thing? And why would there be a difference?
The difference, Your Honor, is this. This new alternative method of apportionment was the result of the settlement. The parties who were parties to that appeal, not the four appellants here, voted and agreed to approve that settlement. The other subdivisions of Lorain County, as Your Honor knows, it takes three to adopt a new alternative method of apportionment. The county, the largest subdivision in the county, and then a majority of all of the rest of them, of the subdivisions in the county. The majority of the rest of the subdivisions in the county had already agreed to the settlement. They were bound by their agreement to the settlement to a vote to approve the new alternative method. That's not the case if you simply have a new alternative method coming before a county for adoption writing on a blank slate. This was not a blank slate. It was an already stacked deck, and that's the key. That's what makes it illegal, because it was the product of that settlement of that prior appeal to which the four appellant subdivisions were not parties.
So if they had revoted and the outcome was the same, then you wouldn't have any recourse?
No, Your Honor, I think the opposite. Under the facts of this case, if they had revoted and the outcome were the same, it would still be the product of the settlement. If a different case arose where parties in a county simply got together and adopted a new formula, then we would have no case. There is a second part to what the Board of Tax Appeals did incorrectly that I would answer Justice O'Donnell's prior question differently. We are seeking a remand. And that is because nobody has ever considered the second position that we took, the second submission, on the 2006 distribution year only. It only affects that third appeal. And that is that the municipal population of Lorain County had, by 2005, exceeded 81% of the total county population. And the statute makes it clear that once that threshold is reached, then the county's allocation of local government funds may not exceed 30%. It's fixed at 30%. Instead, Lorain County got for that allocation year 48.302%, meaning that it was overallocated by the 18.302% differential above the 30% limitation. We asked for a hearing on that on remand from this court back down to the board, just as we had asked for a hearing the first go-around. And just like the first go-around, the Board of Tax Appeals, for some reason, did not give us a hearing on that issue. So that issue is one that has not been addressed below, other than to have our appeal dismissed. And we would ask, the relief that we seek there is to be remanded back to the board for the evidentiary finding that would support our position that the threshold population level had been met, and that the county was overallocated for the additional reason for the 2006 distribution year.
Mr. Sunderland, did you add that argument that you just mentioned in your merit brief?
No. Before this court?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor, we did.
And it was properly considered below? Was it raised properly below?
It was, Your Honor. It was raised in the very first of our notices of appeal that we submitted to the Board of Tax Appeals.
And then in the brief to the BTA?
Yes, Your Honor, absolutely. It was also in when this court, Justice Lanziger, sent the case back down to the BTA with remand instructions after we were here almost 3 years ago, the BTA, instead of holding a hearing, asked for briefs on what the nature and scope of the remand would look like. So we included it there in what we asked for in terms of the sort of proceeding that we thought the BTA should convoke, and we put it in our merit briefs as well. And certainly it's in our merit briefs before this court.
Thank you.
So those are the two kinds of relief that we seek from this court at this time, now that we are back again. And unless the court has further questions, at this time I would like to reserve the balance of my time. Thank you.
Thank you.
May it please the court. I'm John Sunderland here on behalf of Lorain County, and counsel for the City of Lorain, John Vernays, will have the last 3 minutes of our argument. We're here today presenting two starkly different views of the way the local government fund statutory structure works. In the county's view, and as implemented by the Board of Tax Appeals' decision on the central issue below, all of the different statutes come into play. They all fit together, and they all work together to produce a harmonious result. In the appellant's view, certain sections of Chapter 5747 are irrelevant. They're never mentioned. They have no impact. And only one section, which covers a specifically narrow topic, is deemed to trump everything else in the local government fund scheme. I submit that the first harmonious result is the result that this court should reach in this particular case. We're here for the second time, and as we address this appeal, I'd like you to go back to the instructions that the court gave the Board of Tax Appeals below in the opinion written by Justice Pfeiffer. In it, the sole question for the Board of Tax Appeals was, are the appellants in this case entitled to the specific relief requested in their notices of appeal? Not something else, specifically what they requested in their notices of appeal. And in order to answer that question, the court imposed severe limitations. There is no jurisdiction to go back to the old alternative method that was employed before the City of Lorain appeal. There is no jurisdiction to go back to the statutory method of allocating the local government fund. And if the relief that the appellants request would take you back to either one of those results, this is paragraph 31 of Justice Pfeiffer's decision, then the case must be dismissed because there is no jurisdiction. In this particular instance, the Board of Tax Appeals followed the instruction when it said that the appellants are not entitled to their specific relief, that their percentages remain the same forever, but it ignored the court's instruction when it crafted additional relief that is both never requested by the appellants and extra statutory in dividing the $250,000 component of the alternative formula. The statutory structure here is really not that complicated. RC 5747.51 says this is how you allocate the local government fund. You do it by the statutory method unless there has been an alternative method that has been adopted. And for that, you look to 5747.53 to figure out how you have adopted an alternative method. If you haven't adopted an alternative method, you go by the statutory formula. If you do the voting, and there's no longer any dispute in this case, by the way, since appellants have withdrawn that argument, that the new alternative method, the 2004 alternative formula, was adopted by the necessary subdivisions in the appropriate time to govern the years 2004 and thereafter. The statutory language is mandatory. You either get one or you get the other. There is no provision for any other hybrid.
If I understood Mr. Zagrin's argument, though, he said that this formula was adopted as a result of a settlement and wasn't by either method.
No, that's not.
Did I misunderstand that?
No, his argument is that the new alternative formula, the 2000 alternative formula, grew out of a settlement.
Yes.
That's irrelevant. There's nothing in Chapter 5747.53 that says that you can only adopt a new alternative formula under certain circumstances or you cannot adopt it under other circumstances. It simply says if you want to adopt an alternative method in a county, this is what you have to do, and that is exactly what was done here.
His problem with that is that four cities weren't part of the settlement, and they didn't have notice, sort of a due process claim, I think.
Well, four
because
cities
they hadn't notice of it and didn't have the opportunity to participate in it.
What they're saying,
contrary to the statute.
Well, I'll come back to that here. I'll jump to the 5747.55 argument right now. The county was not a party to the city of Lorain's appeal either. So by the appellant's own argument, the county could not have been overallocated in this case, because if their argument is correct and 5747.55 prevents there being any reduction in a subdivision's percentage if they weren't parties to a prior appeal, then that governs the county as well. And since the county's percentage went down and the county was not a party to the prior appeal, by their own legal argument, we could not be an overallocated subdivision. Now,
we're more concerned with process, not with specifics. The fact is, you seem both to agree that there are two methods of allocating these funds.
I disagree, Your Honor.
The statutory method or the alternative method?
I think you're misconstruing their argument. They are not asking for either a statutory formula allocation or an alternative formula allocation. They're asking for something completely different. If you look, and this is where we get back to the restriction the court imposed on remand, are they legally entitled to the specific relief requested in their notices of appeal? And if you go to the notices of appeal, it asks, one, to declare the new alternative method invalid, not amended or modified, declare it invalid, it is not in place anymore. That's one relief that they request. The other relief they request is to return to the percentages of the old method of allocating. Those are the two areas of specific relief that they have requested in their notice of appeal. And that puts them precisely in Justice Pfeiffer's paragraph 31 problem, because that means the BTA had no jurisdiction to do either one of those and the appeal should be dismissed. They have attempted to solve that problem by asking for something a little bit different in these proceedings. They want the county to live with percentages from the new alternative method, minus the money that they say goes to them. They get to keep the percentages from the old alternative method, and all the rest of the other subdivisions get to keep percentages from some other method. So in essence, what they are asking for is something that is neither statutory formula nor alternative method.
Does the relief that they seek, as you see it, add up to 100%?
No, it does not, Your Honor.
So there's a bit of a math problem.
Well, there would be a bit of a math problem. I mean, you have to ask yourself, if the new alternative method of apportioning from 2004 and thereafter is invalid, then where do you look in the statutory scheme to come up with the solution that they are requesting? And the General Assembly has said you can only look at RC 5747.51, statutory formula, unless there's been an alternative method adopted under .53. And since they're not asking for either one of those, where in Chapter 5747 do you find any legal basis for the relief that they're requesting? But there's also a fundamental problem with their RC 5747.55D argument, and that is, and Mr. Zagrin's fudged the information again here when he said that there was a retrospective portion to the new alternative method as if it had taken money from those subdivisions' 2003 allocation. That is simply not true. Their 2003 allocations remained intact. And when I talked about harmonizing the statutes, you can harmonize 5747.51, 0.53, and 0.55 if you view 0.55 as applying only to the year where the parties, where certain subdivisions were not parties to the appeal. And in that case, that's the 2003 allocation year. I would not argue that their allocations for 2003 were fixed in 2003, but they received all of those dollars. That's not what they're arguing. What they're arguing is that their percentages from 2003 are fixed forever, and in answer to Justice Cupp's question, Mr. Zagrin's this morning said that the counties in this subdivision would never be able to adopt a new alternative method because it would always be seen as growing out of the settlement and would therefore be invalid. So you have their view of RC 5747.55, which puts it in direct conflict with 5747.51 and 0.53. Or you have the county's view of the statutory structure, which says you've got two choices, statutory alternative. You adopted an alternative, That ought to be the end of the story. If that alternative had attempted to take money away from them in a year where they were not parties, there would be a problem, but that is not the case. So if you read 5747.55 as applying solely to the year where those subdivisions were not parties, it all fits together.
What about the $500,000 settlement? They weren't parties to that.
They didn't have to pay the $500,000 settlement.
It came from the county.
The settlement, the settlement was, in order to conclude the settlement, the subdivisions in Lorain County, and all of them came together. The appellants simply objected and crafted a new alternative method. There was a provision in 2003 where Lorain County would pay $500,000 to the city of Lorain. And that was intended to buy peace in
the
county.
When you say a new alternative method, that's different from the statutory or alternative method. It's a third method.
No. When I say new alternative method, that's simply to distinguish it from the old method that had been employed in Lorain County. This all arose, without going too deeply into history, because in the 80s, the subdivisions had attempted to create an alternative method. This court has seen enough local government fund cases to know that that nobody wants to be bound by the statutory formula. It's just too confusing to crunch the numbers. Subdivisions always play games with their budgets. And so the typical result is for the counties to adopt and pass an alternative method for allocating the funds. That's what they tried to do in Lorain County in the 1980s. And the Budget Commission, from thereafter, just kept allocating pursuant to those percentages year after year after year.
What you're saying is they had a modification of the existing alternative method, and they adopted a new alternative method as a modification of what had been in place.
No, the city of Lorain challenged the old method as never having been properly adopted at all, and it turned out that they were factually correct. So the old method of allocating, there's no legal basis to return to the percentages of the old method. That formula was a nullity. And in its place, the subdivisions got together and created a new formula here. And it's the new formula which has governed the allocations for 2004 and thereafter. The new formula.
Were the cities of Avon Lake and Elyria and North Ridgeville part of that?
Part of what?
The adoption of the new alternative.
Yes, they voted against it, okay. As did a couple of other subdivisions. Now, I might add, there was a reference, and I see we're closing in on 3 minutes, which I'd reserve for my co-counsel, but there was a reference to the county being contractually obligated. Nobody has ever argued that this is a contract. Moreover, I would point out, or a contractual obligation, that the county has to pay money. I would also point out, if this is a contract that binds the parties that voted in favor of a new alternative formula, how is it that the county is the only over-allocated subdivision? If it's a contract that binds the parties that favored the new formula, it would also have to bind every other subdivision that had voted in favor of that formula, which means that the county cannot have been the sole over-allocated subdivision. And again, they're not entitled to the relief that they've requested. And on one final point, and I'll cede to my co-counsel, in answer to the question about whether the population percentage had ever been presented to the Board of Tax Appeals, Mr. Zagrin's response was incorrect. That question was never presented on remand to the Board of Tax Appeals. The only time the population percentage issue has ever been presented to this Board of Tax Appeals in any of these local government fund cases was in the notice of appeal for the 2006 year. It was never raised in any other briefing, in any other request for a hearing, in any other submission of evidence, or in any other way, shape, or form until it appeared in the notice of appeal to this court. And I would submit that under Ohio law, that's a waiver of that argument.
Thank you, Mr. Sunderland. Mr. Berenice?
Thank you, Chief Justice. My name is John Berenice, counsel for the City of Lorain. May it please the court. City of Lorain is here today on the sole issue, and that is in support of the BTA decision that the 2004 alternate formula is legally valid. There are two ways that that formula could have been struck down by the Board of Tax Appeals. One, if that formula had been found not to have been validly adopted and approved under revised code section 574753. Specifically in the Board of Tax Appeals decision, it found that those requirements had been met, and in fact, appellants had waived that sort of challenge to the formula. The other way it could have been struck down was if it had some provision in it that was contrary to law that would be akin to an abuse of discretion by the Budget Commission in adopting it with that provision. Now, appellants attack the validity of the alternate formula on just those grounds. Appellants assert that Revised Code Section 5747-55D precludes a Budget Commission from adopting an alternate formula that violates the terms of this subsection of the Revised Code. What is missing in all of the argument to date on this section of the Revised Code is a look at the words of this subsection. The Board of Tax Appeals did not analyze this section of the Revised Code. It just skipped right over it. And in all the briefing to date, we've really not had a discussion on what this code section means and who, in fact, it applies to. 5747-55D, by its clear terms, only applies to the Board of Tax Appeals when it allocates the local government fund upon appeal among the parties to an appeal. And that subdivision of the Revised Code prohibits only the Board of Tax Appeals from changing the allocations of parties not party to the specific notice of appeal before it for that year in question. In this case, the Board of Tax Appeals never allocated the local government fund for Lorain County in 2003, which was the first year that the City of Lorain filed the initial appeal challenging the old alternate formula. The BTA never allocated the funds in 04, 05, 06, or in any appeal subsequent thereafter. The Board of Tax Appeals has never allocated these funds in Lorain County. In fact, when this new alternate formula was in fact adopted and approved by the Budget Commission and all of the other subdivisions in Lorain County, there was no notice of appeal even pending at the Board of Tax Appeals. Yet, the argument is that somehow this subsection of the Revised Code does in fact apply to a Budget Commission's adoption of an alternate formula. And I submit on behalf of the City of Lorain, that's just not true.
Thank you, Counselor.
Thank you, Chief Justice.
Counselor, you have reserved 4 minutes and 43 seconds.
Thank you, Chief Justice O'Connor.
Well, Counsel, before you begin for that, let's get the timing of the appeals, if we could, so I can understand. There was one filed in 2003, which challenged whether or not the alternative allocation then in effect was properly adopted, correct? Were the 2004 and 5 and 6 filed at the same time, or were these like successive ones?
Justice Kupp, there were three appeals, one applicable to the 2004 distribution year, one applicable to 2005, one applicable to 2006 distribution year. The last one is the one that has the additional 81% municipal population issue in it.
2004 distribution year applies to the formula in effect in 2003?
That's right, when the Budget Commission meets in late 2003. The same with the others. The Lorain appeal that the four tax levying subdivisions were not parties to was a 2002 appeal.
I see.
Now, you have been told that I have misstated a whole lot of things here, so let me go back over them one by one. Let's talk the last one first. Not in the record, the 81% you were told by Mr. Sunderland was not in the record before the BTA, contrary to my representation to you when I got up here before. Well, it is in the reply regarding the remand instructions that was filed and served on December 14, 2009, appearing at pages 5 and 6, as I answered Justice Lanzinger that it did appear. Second, you've been told that the Budget Commission was just deciding this out of, with no notice of appeal and nothing before it, and it was doing it ab initio. Well, at pages 230 and 231 of the appendix in this court, you will see the notice of dismissal of the BTA that recites the settlement. And it recites the consideration for the settlement was the payment of the $500,000, which was the retrospective part of the adoption of the new alternative formula and the adoption of that formula for prospectively for the years 2004, 2005, and 2006, just as I indicated to you.
And Mr. Sutherland argues that you didn't pay it, so you don't have any real concern about that.
Yes, Justice O'Donnell, he does, and he's wrong, and here's why he's wrong. Lorain County paid the whole $500,000 piece of it by writing a check, in essence. But they were only supposed to pick up half of that. The other half was supposed to be borne by all the rest of the subdivisions in the county other than the city, including my clients. And the way that they were supposed to make up that difference was by a reduction in their allocations for starting in 2004 for that $250,000, of which the four appellants in this case paid 52%, or about $130,000 of the $250,000. And that's exactly the way the 2004, 2005, and 2006 distribution.
Your argument is
as
that
well.
in the subsequent years of allocation, you had to make up the $130,000 of the $250,000.
In the first.
That's your position?
Yes, sir. In the first subsequent distribution year, and thereafter, we had to pick up 52% of the $320,000 reduction because the city of Lorain got $640,000 by the settlement more for every subsequent distribution year. We had to pick up 52% of half the $320,000.
Was that part of the payment of the settlement, or was that as a result of the new allocation?
The latter,
under
Your Honor. The latter. Part of the reduction in our allocations for starting in 2004 by the exact amount of $320,000 for all the other subdivisions. It was about 1.7% of the total.
But that was a result of the allocation of the newly adopted method of allocation.
Yes, sir, arising out of the settlement. It was called for by the settlement. And the implementation of that $320,000 reduction to the non-county subdivisions was by the implementation of this new alternative formula. Justice Pfeiffer, it does add up exactly to 100%, because if the city of Lorain gets $640,000 a year more and the participating subdivisions other than Lorain County pay half of that, or $320,000 via a reduction, and the four appellants who were not parties pick up 52% of that, or about $166,000 a year, that's how much their allocations were reduced every year. That's how much Lorain County was overallocated. Why just Lorain County? Because Lorain County was the one that brokered this settlement. Lorain County was the one that was fully a party to its terms and went to all of the townships and scared the heck out of them.
One final question, Mr. Ziegrens, before you sit down.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sutherland argues that though you weren't part of the settlement, you didn't pay the settlement, and then the other part of his argument was that you were present or you waived your appearance when the alternative formula was adopted. The four cities waived their right to be there or what's your response to that position?
He's right in part and wrong in part. He's right, of course, that you can't divide the settlement into two parts as the BTA attempted to do. That's illogical. He's wrong that we were any participant in the settlement. We were not.
No, I understand that. But he says that when the alternative formula was adopted, you weren't there because you waived your right to be there.
Well, as a matter of fact, we were there. There was a meeting held.
And you voted against it.
There was a meeting held of all the subdivisions in the Sheffield Town Hall. And we voted against it, but it was a fait accompli by the time we got there.
But the fact is that if it's adopted and it didn't go favorably for you, we just don't go back and change that, do we? There isn't any basis in law for us to sort of rewrite the alternative formula.
Respectfully, Justice O'Donnell, there would not be the opportunity for you to go back and rewrite it if it arose any way other than by a settlement of a BTA case to which we were not a party. But again, with respect, the only way that you can give full teeth to the provisions of 5747.55D and the prior decisions of this court in Stark County and the other cases that you have held this in the past is to go back and change it when it arises out of a settlement and is a fait accompli.
Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor.
Thank you, Your Honor.